Beginning our daf, Masechta Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Aleph, we begin on Amud Beis. Again, Tos Masechta begins the Gemara. My time at Arisa, Arisasa Kavod, what's the reason why it's permitted? It's because the sharecropper is just doing his sharecropping. So therefore, it's permitted. And like Rashi says, no one's going to suspect him that he's a shliach. What do you do? It says in the first page of Shabbos of the Chesed it says that my father's household had the custom that they would give the garments to the launderer, the launderer's launderer specifically Gimel Yom Kedem Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos. Which that is, he disagrees with Bissel, the Amri Hasim that they say with it. No, Shabbat Hashemesh you could do right before sundown. Some obviously see less. Reb Shmuel does not hold of Kablanutia, but that we assume that he's doing his job, which is not like the way the Gemara is quoting Rishon Leil over here. But here it's Rabbi the answer says Leisha Sevesh Alocha Kain. It's not that he held like that. El Machmav Asmahi. Rather, as the Gemara there is saying, he was stringent regarding himself. That's what Rashi explains over there. However, Ochin Shuv Hikshav Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asks again, Timken, if that's the case, the Perek Shein the Beya. In the second Perek of Beya. Mentioned over there three things. That they're stringent in the house of Shem Gilui like Why don't you count this case also? Shem Gilui the Amna, who are of it, shall Reb Shem Gilui. This is the base of the Abba. But I mean, he says, no, the Reveila Arab, the mother is not told me, it'll be made to the Yomtim. Run Hekel Yomtim. And that's three things. I mean, the Shabbos, it could be right, Hekel Shabbos, many things that they were Machman like Beshamai. Well, the reason Nechem Mashaykh Shulchan, this also answers the question Bukhan had asked. The Milo came along with Shem Gilil by the Perek of Shabbos. Why don't we rule like that, by Gemara and Shabbos? Because I mean, the Gemara tells Babu Vastav Kovayin Dalam Beis, Amar Al, Kol Mokum Shishon Rehimul Mishmur Shal Sein, Allah HaGemaisai. We always rule like Shem Gilil when he's mentioned Amishnais. Ella La'acherim, no, so that the answer is because for others, Vadil Hayim Machmer, he wasn't stringent for others, Ella Atzim, only for himself, but Psaki held like over here, and therefore that's why we don't rule stringently. Let's just master begins in the row. Where's the Gemara? Arisa Arisusik Abed. That the sharecropper spirit is just doing his sharecropping.
And Pasek Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam was Halacha Kibshim Lil, Halacha is the Kibshim Lil, the Amad that he says, Arisusik Abed, that, look, he's doing his sharecropping, he's not my agent, he's doing it for his portions. And from this, he permitted Lisul to a Jew, Shanasan Beisar La Soysa Bekablonis, that he gave his house contractual agreement to a non-Jew to build. Livness by Echel v'Shabbos. That he could build it even on Shabbos. V'kabuchayim and namihu, and it's even kabuchayim. The hashtag is saw the we're sharecropping of a filch chelik is so much biach v'malacha that the Jewish portion benefits. Shari kablanis, kablanis is permitted. So sheim eshebech li saw klal. So when there's no shari that's permitted, so kablanis. So contractual agreement. Sheim eshebech li saw klal. The Jew doesn't gain anything. Mashma nachal asas kablanus. Where he's not gaining anything by him doing it quicker. Like kalshkin isn't all the more so. The name of that you can say kablanis kablanus kabe that it's kablanis. The guy is doing his job, nothing to do with the Jew, and they're permitted. Boy, Tabir Rabin Tam Raya, Rabin Tam wrote another proof, may hid the perikam the Shabbos of Yizayim Abiz and Tayyid Damascus over there in Naisnan. The Shur Basil in Kail Makaibis, Ba'isla Abdin Emma Shemesh, that Basil permitted to give clothing to the launderer and piece of leather to the tanner, when, right before sunset. And Vafilim Midi Vahesu Shara Hasim, and even things that are in public are permitted over there. And because the Braisa, the Isla Bigamar Hasim, the Braisa, the Gemara brings with it, David Chesim and Aleph, the Asalit and Chit and Latech Rechem Shalmayim, that you now put wheat into the watermill, El Kadish Yitchun and Mamayim, only if it could be grinded from before Shamas, Muki Law Talmud, it could be Shamas. The Gemara says, oh, that's like Bishamah. But according to Basil, it's permitted. Abishamash Maz Koil, even though it's making noise. And you see that right before Shabbos, you can give it, even though it's out in the public, because these are things that are Kablonis. Therefore, the non Jew could do for the Jew on Shabbos. By the time, the Hasamos of the Bryce teacher with the W Testament of Bisvina, by the halach of the boat, if you can get a ride on a boat, on the condition that you tell him to stop on Shabbos. Rishim Gulil Meis says, and it's right. No, you don't have to. The non Jew is not going to stop doing his job because of the Jew. And therefore, yeah, it's okay. It's kablonis. So therefore, it says Rabbi Tam, it's permitted to have the house built on Shabbos. Fiza tzorchin. According to this, you have to look into. But he the perik misha hafach. Gemara might cut off it based on alf. Where the Amar Shmuel says mekabli kabalis b'teichatchem aser. If someone is doing a contractual work within the tchum of Shabbos, the 2,000 amos is forbidden. Chutz tchum muta, out of the tchum is permitted. And the question is, why? Why is it also in the tchum? Now, achen, however, Ben Tam Mukila, Lukul Havshmaita, he explained that whole sugi actually ba'avol, by a mourner. Mefarsh Lahachin explains like this, Amashmul, Mekabli Kibayl is ba'avol, when you're talking about a mourner who's not there to do work, and then you have someone doing the work for him, Betech tchum aser, within tchum is going to be forbidden, etc. And Amra Papi says, even out of tchum, he didn't say it's permitted, El Hechad, El Eka Masa, the Makarbala Hasam, only if there's no town that's close over there. Avalika Masa, the Makarbala Hasam, Aser, and then if there's a town near there, even if it's out of tchum where he lives, it's going to be forbidden. Pirish, in other words, Lafisha Yir, Bnei Yir Malachton, Kesheel Chulisham, because the people of the city that live nearby are going to see when they go over there. And Amr of Sheish says, "Bechileka Mosad Mekarva Nami Leimar and Dershari." And even when there is no city nearby, we didn't say it's permitted. B'Shabbos Yom Tovim, so Leishchichi Inshedazim and Dochla Duchta, where there's no one that's around to be able to go from place to place. Pirish, in other words, Azmutu Chutzutchum, then it's permitted out of Chum. Adi Kablonis Oyvid Kachavim, where you have the contractual agreement of the non-Jew. B'Chodesh Amayid, but however, in Chodesh Amayid, Leishchichi Inshedazim and Dochla Duchta, where people could travel far from place to place, then it's going to be forbidden even out of the Chum. Bekoshim Chol Gomer, for sure, on a full-fledged weekday. El Chol Moed, Rebus, and okay, just Chol Moed, there's a Chiddush, the Abagav, the Loi, Shchichi, the Azik, Kulei, Hai, even though it's not so common that people should go so far, Asa, Sulik, Mi, Forbidden. Fiz, according to this, Kol Masha, Oysel, Shal, whatever's forbidden, but they hain, but Ovel, Dafkit, specifically by a Moner. Because of Ovel, Chmir, Yaiser, by a Moner, they were more stringent regarding this halacha, of having a non-Jew working for him, Kidmucha, Hasim, Rish, Pirka, like it's obviously over there in the beginning of the parak. Where Amr Sheish Reid of Edi says, this tells us, things that are permitted on to do work on Chol Moed, Asur Bimei Avla are forbidden when, during his days of mourning. But Tani Gabasei, Amr Breisa, that says like him, this, that they built his house for him during his house of mourning, that was on Shabbos and Yom Tov. For the reason, like we said, because then you don't have any problem of anyone seeing his no marasan. Adkan Sheish Rabbein Tam, this is the Pin Rabbein Tam. Rabbi Yitzchok Pirish, the re explains the kablonus, the bias aser. Actually, hiring a contractor to a non-Jew to do work on Shabbos for building houses is forbidden. And he rejected all Rabbi Nutam's proofs. From the case of the hides to the tanner right before Shabbos, in right, that's not a proof. They keep him tallish, since that's detached. And work is being done by others. That's permitted. That's all about veils b'kai gav nashar. Because even regarding the halachas of money, which are more stringent, in such a case, it's permitted. Commission of Burish, the Tanya Hasim, like his explicit, a brace over the Dapir Av, Manav, Hasim Lach b'yad Acherim, when his work was being done by others, b'beisa in his own house, liyasa should not be done. But by his achar, yasa, by the other person's house, could be done. So, therefore, that's why it's permitted. When giving it to the launderer, to the tanner in his house. V'richayim nami in eraya, the case of the mill is also not a proof of it. The hosom over there, shasamachidim terchayim, when you put the wheat into the mill, heim netchan malim, the grinding happens by itself. So David, that's okay if you put him from before Shabbos. But I don't know it's not comparable to a non-Jew who's doing work actively. But then the commission is so matzav the last Shabbos, and it's like as if the Jew commanded him to do it on Shabbos. V'gamli demalach the schiris sade. The Shmaitin, it's also not similar to the case where he wanted to bring a Kabbalah, but in the case of renting out a field of Arasugah, the Loyim who regilas the Kabbalah of Baritzas, Lemeselus Shashabi, because that's the norm. People give out fields for sharecropping for half or a third or a quarter of the profits. I've been biased, but regarding building a house, regilas Liskur Midu Yam Yam, the norm is to hire workers every single day, to rent it out every single day. And not to do it with sharecropping. And therefore, someone who sees the non-Jew is not going to think it as a Kablonis. Is going to think he was hired for the day. The Shabbos, Mashmat, sounds like the Kiboil is the bias usher that the contractual agreement for the house is forbidden. Bimba of Bimba Shabbos, whether for morning, whether for Shabbos. The that says brought over the Umnan of the Kachovim, the non-Jewish professional, that they were doing work for the Jew in his house, usher is forbidden. But Batim, in their homes, Mutsu is permitted. Amrish Malazi said, Bimitbum, when we said Bikiboilis, with its Kablon. So, Bishkiyim usher, but when it's a hired laborer, a day laborer, it's forbidden. Midrum when we say betalish when detached, but mechuber when it's attached, usher that's forbidden be'ir acheres be'ir acheres another city benkach benkach muter either one is going to be permitted. What's benkach benkach? So remember, Eli says ben betalish ben mechuber whether it's attached or detached, mubad bekiboilis as long as it's done with kablanas. He says, "B'Shabbos avol b'Avodas Kachavim." When it comes to Halacha, the Shabbos morning and regarding Avodas Kachavim, Halacha B'Shem Lazer. So I'm a pasuk Halacha B'Shem Lazer. The Amad that he says, "Be'ir b'Mechuba the Aser at B'Kibbolis," that's forbidden in a city when it's attached, even with Kablans. which is regarding building a house. What then something is betoich atchum, that something is within the tchum. I don't have to tell you that the building itself is a bin. Even to chisel away stones and prepare the beams, even far from the wall, even in the Andrew's house, us is going to be forbidden, since it's needed for something that's attached. Because we have, when it's attached in such a case, a disagreement, because to make the building itself, even the Rabban would agree that it's forbidden. To Rishus Yisrael, because it's in the Jewish property, that's where the house on this property. And they didn't permit even detached. Only in non-Jewish property, like for example, giving clothing to the laundress, where he prepares it and he cleans it in the shop. But however, regarding sharecropping in the field, in the that we have over here in our circuit, we have anonymous halacha in our Mishnah like him. But Tom, the reason is Mefarish, he explains the Arisa of it, because we say that it's a sharecropper. Now, even though he was lean regarding building a house with a kablanis or a contractual agreement, he was stringent on himself. When he built his own house, he did not allow the non-Jews to build it on Shabbos, although it was done with kablanis. He gave a reason. The reason why he permitted to do a field with sharecropping, since he's not taking money for his wages, he's taking from the actual property itself, which is what sharecropping is. Dami l'shutav, so it's similar to a partner that he's doing for himself. Of a kablonis, the buys, but sharecrop, but doing a contractual agreement for the house. And nitl mois b'schor, he takes money for his wages. Lavi k'shutav is not like a partner of us, and if it's forbidden as a mir la'akim. Alachgama hacha. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. The merchitz also that by a bathhouse is forbidden. There are susal merchitz la'av the inchi. People don't generally do a bathhouse with a sharecropping. That is the kimish nitl mois b'schor, since he's taking money for his wages. You can't take an actual part of the bathhouse itself. So also, therefore, it's going to be forbidden. Well, if he's there, according to this, you could permit to rent out a mill to a non-Jew, where he takes from the flour itself, according to his portion. He's not taking money. That makes him like a partner. Now, the conclusion of the sugya we hear from here is the kibbalis, the talish, when you have a kablanis of some detached, in the mutter, it's not permitted, it's only when it's in the non-Jew's house. A mechuber, in the mutter, when it's attached, it's not permitted only out of the tchum, of the tchum also, but within the tchum would be forbidden. But for a non-Jew, would be a halacha, it would be permitted, different than that of a kuti. So say statement to one the Mikodike, what the Gemara inferring, Dilmanakit Kuti, maybe the reason why I picked the Kuti is Koshkin was come, not to exclude a non-Jew, but actually for sure a non-Jew can be forbidden. The Hashem says you can say is that the Mashmalay, the Gemara understands when the Shabakabikov and the Mayrib Shem Leal, or Masnitin, what we were talking about a non-Jew up until now. But Nakit Kuti, and we suddenly picked Kuti, Tafikutan, they say specific Kuti, but not by a non-Jew. Or I just some another part you could say is this really that he holds the Sabbath about Ibikov Mashari, the reason why it'd be permitted by a non-Jew, but the Arab Kuti, because we're talking about a Kuti. That is because Iba Bekayim Asa, it would be forbidden by a non-Jew. The Shemina B'Kachavim, we should have said by a non-Jew, Dos Be'Lechada, there's only one problem, the Nekus HaShemlei, that's called on the Jew's name. Because Koshkin Kuti, B'Shor Kuti, there is Be'Tarati, where there's two problems. This Be'Nam Lefnei Iber, like there's also a problem Lefnei, because I mean, some of the Gemara is going to shortly say, so obviously it's only by a Kuti. Oit Pesher B'Chanan, so the Dagim Masnitin, we're inferring from the mission of the Shari Sadeh Lev Kachavim, that we permit a field to a non-Jew. Baleka Manda Palak, it's his own who disagrees. And for this reason, it also makes sense. The Kamal El that we said previously, but a field, his field to non-Jew is permitted. The Lavan Masadai, he's not going in his teaching. The other Noka Merchatz Ben Milsay, this way he picked the bathas by his teaching. Because maybe you could say the Dafka Merchatz, specifically bathas. Abasadai, but his field, a field of Kuti Aser, but even for a Kuti, he's going to be forbidden Mishim Shayis Ben Malacha, but Chalamai, like we said, because he's going to do Malacha on Chalamai, he's not going to listen to the words of Chazal.